Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 54 of Scale Your Charisma. Actually, thinking about renaming the podcast to Your Sales Trusted Advisor, still playing around with that idea. But anyway, the goal today is to discuss how Facebook Live Video can power your strategy of becoming a sales trusted advisor. How to become trusted advisor using Facebook Live Video. Before we do that, two pieces of context wanted to discuss with you. First, this notion of sitting versus standing. So normally, in fact, exclusively, I record all of my content while standing, both audio and video. And last week I did something different and sat down while recording the audio for a podcast. And I was told it sounded much more conversational and much more relaxed. And that when I stand, and this is just simply a fact, when you're standing, you're kind of in pitch mode, you're projecting. And so for today's episode, I am sitting again, and I'm just curious to know if you guys hear any difference in this notion, in the delivery and the quality or the style of the delivery. So I'd love to hear that. And secondly, second piece of context, in the spirit of repurposing, the content we're discussing today, I first delivered via a Facebook Live video at the end of last week from the roof of a parking garage, a parking deck in Pittsburgh, prior to a client meeting. And so that's the way forward. How can we take one concept, one idea, and repurpose it as many times as possible just to be highly efficient? So last week in episode 53, I just recorded an intro and essentially stripped the audio off of another Facebook Live video I did with my colleague Matt Brown, and that was episode 53. Pretty straightforward. Why not repurpose that content? And this week, we're recording directly for the podcast, but using essentially the script, or we'll call it the outline. It's not even a script. We're using the outline from the content that I delivered on the Facebook Live video last Thursday in the parking deck. So this sounds all very meta, but let's get into it. Why exactly can going live on Facebook using video power your strategy as becoming a sales trusted advisor? Well, let's break it down. Something we've discussed a lot is the future is in video communications, period. And Facebook is a company aggressively promoting video communications, and specifically aggressively promoting going live on video. Now, the evidence there is that just in the past couple weeks, I've seen a lot of television commercials promoting going live on Facebook. So Facebook is aggressively promoting Facebook Live by using TV advertising. And that sounds a little strange. Like, why would a social network, this social media advertising juggernaut, use broadcast TV to promote going live? Once again, they're all about the reach. Now, they're getting the reach using television advertising, and they're getting in the exposure. But, you know, I have to give them credit for the creative executions. They are using different creative executions aligned with the persona of the individual watching that specific program. So their targeting is, even though they're on a broad media, broadcast, and we'll call cable TV advertising still somewhat of a broad media compared to digital, their creative executions really cater to the audience. I was watching AMC, the movie Monster-in-Law was on with J-Lo, and the creative was basically targeting couch potatoes to get off their butts and go outside. And then I had, and look, I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch a couple, like maybe an hour a night. That's it, because I usually fall asleep, pass out. Head back on the couch. My wife just said, go to bed. So anyway, the second one I saw on NBC, and it was more targeting millennials and hipsters. But look, their call to action is say it out loud. So they want all of their users to just say it out loud. And it's real simple. Press this, tap that, go live. You're not alone. So for anyone out there that, you know, they're promoting, when you go outside, go live. You're not alone. Share your experiences. Well, that's a simple, a very different way of breaking through and communicating. And what's this mean here from a business-to-business standpoint, from a sales and marketing standpoint, what are business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales and marketing executives supposed to take away from this? Facebook is aggressively promoting its user base to go live. And we all know the future is in video communications to build trust, credibility, authority, you know, and effectively just become that trusted advisor status. And we have some stats to back this up. So 79% of businesses believe live video is a more authentic way to connect with your customers. And that's simply going live and engaging, you know, kind of warts and all, being authentic and going live. It's a very authentic way. They see who you are for real. And then from an engagement standpoint, you know, there are many different content marketing strategies and different types of ways to deliver media content, if you will. While your users, your target audience, is 10 times more likely to engage with you and respond to a video and say written form of communication. So if you do want to drive engagement, and this is a model we discussed several episodes ago, consistently creating compelling content helps you understand interests and intent at scale. That notion of putting content out and putting specifically video content out to get to give them a better sense of what you like to work with and what you stand for is a much better way to drive engagement and just understand what they're looking for. So there are stats to back this up. There's a lot of money Facebook is putting behind this to back this up. So the sooner we prepare for the future video communications, the better. So over the next few weeks, we're really going to talk about this notion of how to plan, produce, publish, and promote one video session on Facebook Live and how you can use that one video session to power your content strategy for weeks, if not months. And one live video delivered consistently over time, and say one weekly live video, can literally power and be repurposed. This video can be repurposed in multiple ways. And we'll walk through specifically step by step, because for example, last week I did the Facebook Live session with my colleague Matt Brown. I downloaded that video from Facebook, uploaded it to YouTube, and then that distribution platform, that's what I used then to jump to LinkedIn, and I shared my YouTube video from YouTube to LinkedIn and Twitter. I'm not sure, not exactly looked into if I can share from Facebook to LinkedIn. I'm sure you can, I just haven't looked into it, so if anyone has any thoughts around that or has done it, I'd love to hear from you. So, but you know, YouTube is my content repository or my content library. And then, so not only did I move that video from Facebook to YouTube, and then I shared the direct YouTube link out on LinkedIn and Twitter, then my colleague Victoria also wrote a blog post on Fathom site and embedded the video in the blog post with some key takeaways. And then that was shared and further activated across LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and the social media records of your choice. So there are so many different ways to get this done. And that's actually one of the problems. There's a multitude of ways to share, repurpose and share and distribute. And we're just going to walk through some very simple steps on exactly how to get this done. And that will be the focus of the next few weeks. So anyway, I hope you plan on going live in Facebook. In fact, my wife went live on Facebook last week, just sharing an experience she had while Christmas shopping. So once again, it's the future of video communications is here and now. And the sooner we can embrace this great media type, this content type, and get in front of our prospects and customers to build trust and credibility and become that trusted advisor, the better off we'll be. So I'd love to hear your feedback. Please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to share your experience. And if you have any feedback on your methods for sharing and distributing and repurposing, I'd love to hear it. So as always, thanks for your time and attention this week. I hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Cheers. I'm an animal. Well, I'm an animal. I know who it is I be, chasing my destiny. It's time for me to seize. Release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is we be. Let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds. It's time to bare our teeth. Well, I'm a